Okay. So, yeah, this is episode 141. B! Hey, as I said, I've just learned that I've got this app on the podcast. So, if you are a new listener, please go back 2 episodes and listen to a decent episode. This is me trying to use the iPhone to record something in a hurry. And yeah, normal listeners will go, what on earth is she doing? But as I said in episode 141, which is the last one, which is called Good Time. Yeah, because you're having a good time. Splaff, which is actually 141. I didn't know until I loaded it up. I had to go and check. I've got a craft fair on Saturday and I'm very busy trying to get organised. And I've got various other things, bits and pieces to do as well. So, listeners, I finished with the Tartantastic segment and then I was going to announce the competition winner. And this is really the reason I haven't actually just let you live with 15 minutes of me talking nonsense. I thought I better announce this. Now, I have put it up in the group and this is for the Woolly Wormhead Painted Toppers ebook. And I'd be pleased to tell you that, I don't drum roll, or tap the what's this thing called? The top of the table. Oh dear, I'm not getting any better, am I? Tap the top of the table, drum roll, whilst I open the right thread. And I'm pleased to tell you, it's Granola Mum who won as the random number generator picked her. So congratulations to her and thank you very much to everybody else who entered. There was quite a few of you. And Heather, I've not actually knitted a woolly worm head pattern either, even though I have wanted to, and I think I've got a couple in my queue. So if you haven't won and you haven't heard of the Woolly Worm Head book, do go give it a look. Painted Toppers, it's a collection for using variegated and coloured yarns. Very, very good. Absolutely wonderful, and thank you very much for Willie for looking out for that. I also talked about what was in the shop, and it is 2 Bruce tartan bags. There's some Fraser, Ancient and Weathered for you Outlander fans. And also, I've been very busy putting together and finishing embroidering the notebooks covers. One's stuck on and the other one is one that you can remove. And the one that you can remove was the one that was giving me the jip because I'd never done it before. And whilst I had a pattern to do it with, slight Unpicked Monday syndrome came on. So it's all unpicked and I'm happy enough to sell it now. And if you look closely, the thistle. Oh, I'm going to embroider me some more thistles because it came out absolutely beautifully, and it's very Outlandery because it's got Mackenzie tartan and Fraser tartan in it, and I think it says Dinna Fash. I fashed quite a lot while I was making it, but now I know that if you are going to do anything for a book, what you should do first is measure the size of the book before you get your piece of material. And I do remember Dorothy telling me this before, and when you're doing a felted piece, get your frame first instead of finding a frame that'll fit afterwards. It makes sense actually, because then whilst you're limiting yourself to a size, it won't be so hard afterwards to actually put it to use or put it on the wall. Speaking of Dorothy, she won the Caithness Quilters Quilting Challenge for our Christmas in November day that we had last week. It was absolutely wonderful, as I've mentioned a little bit earlier in today and the earlier podcast. She had Winter Wonderland and she machine embroidered very heavily, absolutely beautiful work, Winter Wonderland picture. And there are photographs on my Flickr account if you want to go there and have a look. It's Luigi 2010. Also in the shop, there's other tartan bags, and there's still a sheep tea cosy. Now, Christmas shopper people, maybe a nice tea cosy would go down nicely for the person that you don't know what to buy, but like sheep or woolly things. Or like, it looks a bit like Shaun the Sheep too. Not intentionally, it's just Shaun the Sheep's a Suffolk, and Louise Scully suggested I drew a Suffolk because it was cute. And only then did I realise what breed Shaun the Sheep was. So the shop is www.etsy.com/shop/Caithness Craft, and thank you so much for all your purchases in the past fortnight. It's absolutely brilliantly how it's going. I'm really quite pleased with it. And I've done the competition winner. Oh, if you still want to enter the personal best competition and win a Ravelry design pattern up to £10 by me, well, not by me, paid by me, and what to do is go to the Ravelry site and post what your personal best crafting project has been. And this doesn't have to be that it is actually perfect. It could be it's as perfect as you have ever gotten. It could be you actually won something with it. It's something that you've had the most compliments on because the colour of it matches your eyes. Oh, you're so gorgeous. And yeah, you do have gorgeous eyes. Yes, you do. Have you ever looked at them very closely? I know it sounds vain, but I do often say this to people. Look at your eyes in the mirror and just marvel at the engineering of your eyes, because, well, they're all unique, aren't they? But they're so unique, it's just amazing. Splaff, 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 Louise. So, I wonder if this will eat half of it. Maybe I should put the good content in the first half. Or if, say, that it's something that you can pick up and rattle off without even having to think of, like, my cork gnomes. They're easy to rattle off. I don't even have to think of the pattern anymore. And I quite like them, especially with their big googly eyes. It's quite sad when your personal best is a gnome. Oh, speaking of gnomes, we have an elf on the shelf come to visit our house. And if you fancied a laugh over the next month, or till Christmas Day, keep an eye on my Instagram feed where we are showing what the elf is getting up to. So far, he's shaved off Richard's moustache, and also he's played poker with Barbie, Ken and Skipper, and I think he was fixing the cards. He was currently on a 5-card flush, and Barbie, well, they might have been playing strip poker, but the fact that Daisy's Barbies and Dollies often don't have any clothes on, and that was the way that the elf took them out of her bag of Barbies, is here nor there. You can make your own conclusion. So I hopefully will keep entertaining you with pictures of his exploits over the next few weeks. And let's face it, we all need cheered up. So who have I been thinking about? I've been thinking about you, Jamie. Sending you and Steve lots and lots of love. I've been thinking about you, Ella. And are sending our love down to you, and there's people closer to home that don't listen to the podcast, but I have been very much in my thoughts daily. It seems to be quite a running theme just now, but this is why we have to keep on keeping on, as the lovely Ella said. Which I thought was actually the most loveliest of phrase. I think that's from a song, and I can't quite, it's on the tip of my tongue. Keep on keeping on. No. Well, hold on, I'll put some music on him. Division music. Nah, it's not coming back to me. Facebook. Now, remember last episode, Barb and Mum, I mentioned that my Facebook group had been, well, my Facebook account for Caithness Craft had been stopped by Facebook, which, fair enough, I was slightly annoyed because I used to keep up with a few of you on Facebook and now I don't quite so much. But I have started a page of Facebook, so it's like I'm a shop. You know how you like a shop or a business and I am a producer. What's the category I thought of when it asks you what category you are? I thought, I don't know, podcast isn't here. I produce a podcast. So just imagine me with my mixing and my decks and my earphones. Yeah, my cans, as they say. Instead of just holding up my iPhone with my three country, good time and division buttons. I'm not very good at. What if the music's still going, is it? No, it's not. That's probably a good thing. Right. So if you want to follow me on Facebook, it is Caithness Craft Collective and it's a page. It's not a friend, it's a page you're looking for. So it'd be good if you did, because I feel like I'm talking to myself just now. Oh, guess what? I am. That's just bizarre. Oh, diversion. Yeah. So what I bought today, and this is knitting related, is the West Yorkshire Spinners Signature 4-ply Christmas Special. And it is from BritYarn.co.uk. And we're talking £7.20 a ball. And do you know what I really love about BritYarn is the woolly details is awesome. You've got fibre content, you've got grown, spun, dyed, wool weight, ball weight, length, tension, recommended needle size, care instructions, additional information. And that's quite good. I'll come back to that additional information. So I've gone with the cherry drop colour and the hollyberry. And, oh, see earlier in the day, she had 8 in stock of hollyberry and now she has 4. So she's doing really well with this. And I've seen quite a few of you guys out there in social media land have bought this. And one is a bonny cherry colour and the other one, traditional colours of Christmas with greens, whites and reds. And I'm going to knit the bear in some socks. So this is a 4-ply. It's a blue-faced Leicester, British wool, 25% nylon. Length is 400 metres and 100 grams. £7.20, it's not bad, I suppose. Especially for a coloured ball like that. And it says, additional information. We try to ensure our photographs are as accurate as possible. The colours you see depend on your computer monitor settings. Now, I was listening to the backlog of the ones I'd missed, hadn't caught up with, of 6Bits Storybook podcast, which is from Mel. And she was talking to Space Cadets Stephanie. And she was talking exactly about this, of it doesn't matter how good a photograph she takes, of how well she gets the photograph and she fiddles with the settings, she does it in the right light, etc, etc. If you look in your computer or your iPad or your iPhone or your devices, it could be a different colour to what is she has photographed it in, because she can't control what your computer is set at. So say I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, well, it's quite pink. And it comes in and it's very red. Well, that's what she means. And it's not Brit Yarn's fault or West Yorkshire Spinners. And it could be my computer's fault. But, do you know, I don't think I've actually ever been that particular about the colour of things. So, but it's something to be aware of and think about when you are purchasing stuff online. It might not be that exact shade of red that you are needing. And that is where your local yarn shop does come in, or the shows, because then you can actually hold it to the light and get your hands on it and see it properly with your own eyes. But then this also leads back to my debate a couple of episodes back on colour and how we all actually see colour. Because remember the red and gold and the blue and brown dress. And I think this, I don't know if this is serendipity or what, but there was a programme on BBC 4, and it was quite highbrow, so I only understand half of it. And she was talking about colour theory, and the dress came up. And I was, that's what I was talking about! And quite a few people have been sort of bringing the colour issue into the foreground recently. So it's just something to think about. There's no right nor wrong, because obviously we do have different colours that we see, and proof in the pudding, Richard sees one and I see the other. I'm cooler than him, and you all know that. But he is quite cool. And I don't know what mad thing he's been doing recently. However, also, West Yorkshire Spinners are doing the most beautiful colours, which is 2 seconds while I find it, of... where is it? I can't find it now. Come on, Brit Yarn. Search the site. No, I don't want to search the site. Well, they're doing some colours of birds, and they had quite a few, and there we are, wheel birds. And they had one in, right, we're going to read it straight from the website. Inspired by British country birds, the self-patterning four-ply wool from West Yorkshire Spinners is ideal for socks. The colours complement their 4-ply signature range of solid colours. Like all WYS yarns, signature 4-ply boards is worsted spun. So you've got bullfinch, blue tit, mallard, owl, pheasant, wood pigeon, goldfinch, kingfisher and peacock. Oh, this is just lovely. I like all them birds. I would eat some of them. Obviously not the little ones or the owls. The pheasants were quite nice. Moving on. Oh, hold on, diversion. Sorry, vegetarians. Never eaten peacock. Oh, didn't mean to say that out loud. No, seriously, you know I like birds. I saw this short-eared owl again today. It's been hunting in the field over by, and because I've been upstairs sewing, a perfect viewpoint for it, but it's way too far off to take any photographs. So I love watching it because it flutters and it hunts in the daytime. So go the short-eared owl. Thankfully, it wasn't raining at that point in time, so it was just really delightful. So I've ordered the hollyberry, which is the Christmas one, but do you know, I really like the kingfisher and the peacock and actually all the rest of them. So let's see how much the price is. Oh, well, they've got quite a few. Oh, it's £7.20, so it's the same. And that is from BritYarn.co.uk, and she's wonderful, and she's already sent mine. So if you want anything British yarn, you want it for yourself for Christmas, or you want to send it as a present, and you can, she posts worldwide as well. So if you want to buy something British, but post it to your friend in Australia, or your friend in America, or Japan, or just somewhere that's not Britain, she would do that for you. And it's celebrating and sharing our love of British wool. So it's excellent. So also today I've ordered from Yellow Moon, which is a fundraising for schools and groups, and they sell all sorts of, there's a lot of craft stuff that they sell. And sort of based for school stuff, but you get cash back to your school group or charity, and it's an easy way for the school to receive any money. If I buy a set of stickers or tape, with arts and crafts, party bag fillers, they used to do games, but I'm not sure if they do them anymore. Mainly arts and crafts, to be perfectly honest. But it's based, aimed at children. But if you're using stuff that could be aimed at children, then it's a fantastic website. Reasonable price for postage, and you're always getting coupons and money off and vouchers and stuff. So I had ordered some Daisy Watch something from it. Well, sorry. I've got it to give to Santa for Daisy. And then I wanted some metallic spray gold paint as well. And then I looked and they had lino cutting. And I did lino cutting at school. And I've just gone and bought some. So I'm absolutely delighted with myself. It's the lino cutter, the wee squares of the lino itself to cut out of. And the brayer that you roll the... Oh! donkey noise. I don't have it on this. That you roll out the paint with. I've not ordered the paint because I know I can use acrylic paint to start off with to see how I get on. So I'm quite looking forward to doing that. That's probably going to be a New Year thing. And I would recommend Yellow Moon. They're very fast. They're good if you've got a problem. And they're reasonably cheap. And you can get Ace stuff for kids. So that was my purchase today. Oh, I'm actually looking at buying some green material to go in the back of my tartan bags, and the website I'm using is Lady So and So, and they've got bolts, leftover bolts or a whole bolt of different materials, and one of them is the one I'm looking at. So I'm just trying to work out in my head if it's a good price, because I do need some, and I know that the person that I normally get it from in Caithness isn't going to be selling it until the middle of January. So I thought I would try getting something online. So listeners, what are you actually crafting? Are you mad? Are you doing stuff for Christmas? Are you doing selfish knitting? I'm not sure if I like that phrase, because I don't see why it should be selfish to do it just for yourself. Are you doing self-knitting? Knitting that will fit yourself. I do a lot of that, so I have absolutely no qualms about that. Once this craft fair is done, I've got an order for 2 bags, and then I'm going to stock up a bit more on this shop, but I'm not going to go mad for it. I'm going to start knitting Sandy Toothless the Dragon. I've got a pattern for your Ravelry and also these socks for both of them. Mum finished Daisy's socks the other day, eventually. I'm glad she did, because otherwise the bairn's going to grow out with them, because her feet are growing quite quickly. And they keep her nice little feeties warm, because she likes to wear bed socks these days. I don't think I'll get them done for Christmas. I was just going to go with a vanilla sock, or the one where you slip a stitch every time you get a new pattern. Well, it's for self-striping wool, but I think I'm going to try it with this, just because I've done vanilla socks a few times and it's just a little bit different. If anybody's got a good pattern kind of akin to that, give us a shout. Nothing too much, because I want to do them quite quickly. So that's Facebook covered. I've told you who the competition winner is. I listened to this back, not this one, but the first episode back on double speed, because I am quite far behind with a lot of podcasts, and I'm trying to listen to them on double speed, and I was listening to the 6 Bits one in double speed. The male sounded just like a chipmunk. She's a great exception to this, so I was hee-hawing at myself. And then I listened to me, and I sounded like I was absolutely manic. So I didn't sound like a chipmunk, I just sounded like I needed to sit down and have a cup of tea. Chamomile tea, and calm down. So if you're listening to me on double time, which is fine, I have absolutely no bother about that whatsoever. I'm quite pleased that you're listening. I'm fine, honest I am. I'm just going to have to achieve the things I need to achieve. And hopefully, listeners, you are all fine, and normal service will resume in the next episode, I promise. And Roger came home with a rather snazzy bottle of, what's this? Famous Grouse Smoky Black whiskey. It's a blend. And we've not done that one yet. We've done Famous Grouse quite a long time ago. And I think we did another type of special of Famous Grouse as well. But we haven't done this one. The Hibiki has long gone. Didn't last very long. But I tell you what has lasted is the martini shaken, not yet stirred. It's not going down very fast. Not James Bond in this house. So, I don't know if I did coming up. Edinburgh Yarn Fest, my retreat. Yes, I did. But I think I got cut off halfway through it. And if you are in May, in Caithness, this Saturday, do pop into the hall between 1 and 5 and visit us at the craft fair and listen to the bairnies sing. their Christmas songs with signing. They've done signing for it. It's so lovely watching them. Because she's been practicing. Then come along then, and it would be brilliant to see you. And if not, I shall speak to you again in 2 weeks. Well, probably a bit less than that, because I feel a bit bad about this episode. It's not great. And I'll get some knitting and some other crafting done. The crafting I did do was the Christmas tree decoration and the gift that went with that. I can't remember if that was in the last episode, but if you haven't yet posted out your Christmas decoration for the swap, could you please do so quite quickly? And most of you, I think, have been doing quite well, and it was lovely to see Tracy Todd Hunters and Giftnet Girls in there. That was excellent. I'll just say a quick hello to all my swappy people. And did you enjoy the swappies? And will we have another one in the new year or something? I think we'll leave it just now, because I see Louise is having a swap on Knit British of some sort, pattern swap. And whilst it's nice to get post, I think we'll just chill a bit and let the madness of Christmas rush over us, because believe me, it's happening now. It's non-stop at school. So, the phone's turned itself down. Hold on, diversion. Right. So, have you had a good time? Is it wiggling? Don't wiggle your bum on this one. There we go, wiggle. Yay, here we go, wiggle. Do-do-do. I hope you've had a better one than the last episode. Honestly, this is not great, is it? If I get better at this, I'll do it again, but the sound quality's not great, and the editing's atrocious. Because then I listened to Mel, and I thought, oh, how professional do you sound? You've got links, you've got show notes. I'm just putting it out there. I did get dressed today, honest, I did. So, hopefully this will work okay, and it's not just 15 minutes. Should have stopped at 15 minutes, shouldn't I? But take care, listeners, and keep on crafting. Oh, right, that's it, done. Okay, toodle pip.